You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Kevin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. If you're looking for a good place to wind down after a long day at work and you want to have some entertainment discussion, just some lighter things about the world of entertainment, you need to join Pete Schwabba for Nightlight from 6 to 8 p.m. across the network. Tonight, he is going to be joined by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel entertainment writer Chris Foran to talk about all the great entertainment across Wisconsin, and there's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then he will also talk to multi-award-winning Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
When you said multi-award-winning, I was like, but which one are you talking about? Because there's so many people here at Civic Media that are multi-award-winning.
Including Maggie Dawn.
Maggie Dawn, Dan Schaefer.
Yes.
It's the list goes on and on. But when you said meteorologist, I'm like, it's Brittany Merlot.
And she's going to join us tomorrow, as she always does.
Yes, she is.
With a little update on the forecast tomorrow at 10:20. But join Pete tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Coming up after the 10:30 news, it is our audio sorbet segment where we try to lighten things up a little bit and take a breath. A little cleansing for the ears. Here's what we want you to fill in the blanks after the 10:30 news. I went to buy a blank and I ended up with a blank.
Keep it clean.
This relates to you going shopping yesterday.
Yerp.
All right. So we will do that after the 10:30 news, and then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the If It Looks Like a Duck edition, so stay tuned for that. I did want to start off with this, though. We've talked a lot about childcare. Corrine Hendrickson has been our guest numerous times. She owns a daycare center in New Glarus. And all of the challenges our daycare providers have been having, of course, the Joint Finance Committee just wrapped up their four meetings across the state. Some of them, folks, waited for 9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
9 hours to have a chance to talk to the members of the Joint Finance Committee about their concerns. The top three things at those meetings: healthcare, education, and childcare. So what did they do with that information, Greg?
Tell us, Jane.
Republicans favor expanding employer child care tax credit. This from the Wisconsin Examiner, Eric Gunn, with the byline. Wisconsin's Republican lawmakers have filed a proposed bill expanding an existing state business development tax credit related to child care. The current business tax credit applies only to capital expenditures for an employee child care program. The measure would expand that to include other costs, including operating child care for employees, reimbursing employees for child care costs, and other costs related to child care benefits. Now, I'm not a parent. I don't have kids.
Yeah.
Do we have that many businesses in Wisconsin that offer childcare?
Actually, I believe we do.
Do we?
There are quite a bit. This is a number I need to get, because Corrine talked about thousands of childcare centers that closed down, and I apologize. I don't remember if it was applying to the country or the state. I think it was
the state. I think it was the state.
So there are a lot, and tax credits for the businesses are a good start, but keep the ball rolling.
Well, if every business does not offer childcare, this deal leaves a great big hole for people who don't have access to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think back to 9 to 5, which was when, 1984?
No, it was like 1980.
1980, that movie came out. And one of the big plots of that film was them setting up a daycare within the business where they worked. And that, I thought, was going to be the model going forward.
Yep.
Yeah, here we are, 2025.
That movie is 45 years old this December, and the things that they do in that movie to better the workplace are, I wouldn't even say revolutionary, but they're all the things we're fighting for now. Pay equity, flexible time, child care. And they find, what do they find out in that movie? They find out that those things, when implemented, get better workers, yep, confident, like boost morale, and yep, just makes it better for everybody.
Productivity goes up.
Exactly.
Productivity goes up.
That was the word I was looking for.
Again, Wisconsin's Republican lawmakers, their answer to the child care crisis is not to help our little, small, independent child care centers and give them some more funding. I don't think this is bad, but I think it's only half of the fix.
Hey, that's what I was saying. You're almost there. You're almost getting close.
Howard Markline, Republican from Spring Green, says these changes will increase the number of available child care slots and provide more options for families, well, only if they work in a business that offers child care. And Representative Karen Hurd, a Republican from Withy, said, while not a silver bullet, these changes are another step in the right direction to address the child care issues in Wisconsin. Again, it's a piece, but it still doesn't solve everything. Democrats, firing back. Representative Randy Udell from Fitchburg noted that last week the Joint Finance Committee shot down over 600 budget items, including $480 million in child care funding. They proposed a child care tax credit in its place to benefit corporations instead of child care, independent child care providers who are this close to closing.
Oh, and we're going to lose a ton of them. That was one of the things that Corrine said, that if this doesn't go through, if something doesn't help stem the tide, they will go out of business. And I don't know. And I, do you, on your watch, politicians, Republicans, Democrats who vote against this, anybody like listening, do you want to go back to your district and say, oh, I helped make sure that thousands of businesses went out of business on our watch because our budget was so streamlined, because we wanted to, as we said yesterday, separate finance from policy?
Which, again, what a word mash. What a word salad.
Did you ever hear someone talk and they're trying to sound, I mean, you've heard me talk, trying to sound smart by saying fancy words? That's to me, we're trying to separate policy from finance. What does that mean? I have no idea.
But it sounds really
good.
It sounds
like it justifies me wearing a tie to work.
And it's confusing.
Yeah.
Sean Fetteplace, who we have spoken to many times, National Campaign Director for Main Street Alliance, sent a memo to lawmakers saying, quote, providing a 15% refundable business tax credit for businesses providing child care benefits won't appreciably increase access to child care for Wisconsin workers. This is simply another tax break for large companies. A similar credit exists at the federal level, which is widely regarded as not hitting the goal of increasing affordability and accessibility. Again, this is only good if you work for a company that offers child care.
Yeah.
And I would love to see more companies do this. I would think that would be in their own best interests.
Absolutely.
Right?
Can you imagine? I'll bet you this. When the pandemic happened, there were stories coming out saying that people were willing to take slight pay cuts to work remote because it just provides the opportunity to look after your kids. It provides so much more opportunity for yourself. I'll bet you ask any parent and they say, if you went to a job and they said, we'll pay you this much, but it comes with childcare, free childcare, they would take it. I would guarantee they'd take a small pay cut to do that because it's going to save them money in the long run from going to childcare services, which are so expensive now.
Childcare is equitable to paying for college.
It's in some instances, it's more expensive than colleges.
Moms and dads, we would love to hear from you. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you applied for a job and they said, we're going to pay you a little bit less than our competitor, but we offer childcare, would you take that deal?
Yeah.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. This business tax credit is refundable. The credit recipient gets the full value of the credit back from the state, even if it's more than what the recipient owes in taxes. Corrine Hendrickson, who again has been a guest many times on the show, criticized the lawmakers for, quote, refusing to do the same for our hardworking families with a child and dependent tax credit, unquote. Wisconsin's child and dependent care tax credit for families is not refundable, which effectively makes this tax credit worth much more to people who make more money than those with lower incomes.
They're almost there. And you know that, Jane, you know they're patting themselves on the back saying, see, we did something.
Oh, we did such a good thing.
We did something to help, Jane.
See, we did a thing.
We're helpers. See, you and you know what, Jane? You should appreciate it because we'll take it away.
Well, and I do appreciate it. I think it's a good step.
Yes.
But it's only a quarter of what we need. Again, unless more companies want to start installing child care centers, which I'm not a business owner. I can only imagine the insurance issues and the other costs that would come up with that. But wouldn't you rather have your employee at work rather than I have to go home because my kid is sick, or I have to, you know, I have to leave work early because I have to go pick up my child from school?
Well, in that situation, if you have a really great boss, that boss is probably going to do their best to accommodate those, but it will lead to frustration and possible termination out of no other choice. And then we can't keep doing this. Or if you have a terrible boss, they're going to be like, you can go home, but don't come back.
Yeah.
You're putting the parent in a horrible situation because they can't get help because this state, this capital doesn't want to help. They don't want to help them. Just say it out loud. Say the words. We don't want to help you, period.
Well, and I think, again, we've talked about this $4 billion surplus and investing in things.
Yes. This isn't spending. This isn't wasteful spending. This is investment.
It's an investment. Absolutely.
I don't know about you, but are you tired of beating your head against this brick wall? Because it just seems like we have Karina on. We have other child care providers. We have parents calling us and texting. And it's, once again, another issue in which the people of Wisconsin broadly agree on. I mean, whether it's child care, health care, abortion access, gun control, legal marijuana, these are things that Wisconsinites almost kind of shrug their shoulder and say, yeah, of course. That's a simple question.
And then it gets to Madison and it stops.
And they treat it like it's the biggest impediment to our freedoms, our state, and the people. It's just hogwash. I can't believe I just said that word.
That's another, we'll do that one. Things our parents said that I can't believe came out of my own
mouth.
That's
a bunch of bunk, I'm telling you right there, Jane.
All right, we're up against the break. When we return, he does something good. What? We try to spotlight people with which we typically disagree when they do something we agree
Absolutely.
With. We
Absolutely.
Want to talk about it.
Yes.
So, Derek Van Orden, I kind of like this idea.
Man of the people.
Stay with us. All the details coming up. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. Jane says. Jane says.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board. coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us no matter where you're listening at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. About a half an hour from now, we will wrap up the show, as we always do, with this shouldn't be a thing. Today it is the If It Looks Like a Duck edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. And just a reminder, we are your place for baseball tickets, baby.
Darn right. When can they get them?
This Friday. This Friday, you'll have a chance to pick up a four-pack of tickets to see your Milwaukee Brewers. You want to be listening for a keyword that we will give you from 9 to 11 starting on Friday. And then you have 2 hours to text in that keyword in our statewide text to win contest and your shot at picking up a four-pack of tickets. You got five chances to enter on Fridays. Mm-hmm. So it starts with the morning show, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, then us here on Matt Nair on Air, Tom Hartman from 11 to 2, Todd from 2 to 4, and then Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6 on Fridays. Each of us will have a different keyword for you to text in. So be listening this Friday coming up at 9 o'clock and your chance to pick up a four-pack of tickets to see our Milwaukee Brewers. Before we get to the news, it's so much agreement. I might have to go lay down.
Do we go home for the day? Do we get a half day for this when there's bipartisanship of this sort?
You know, we complain a lot. Yeah, we complain a lot about the other side.
We observe a great deal.
Well, but I do think it's important when things happen in Madison that we agree with, that we highlight those things. I don't care which side you're on. I would like all of our politicians to work for all of us in the state, no matter how you vote or whether you vote or you don't vote, you should vote. Anyway, Wisconsin Examiner Henry Redmond says Van Orden says he's working on proposal to help immigrants get work permits.
Okay.
Derek Van Orden says he's working on a measure that would alter two current programs to make it easier for businesses, including farms and hotels, to hire immigrant workers. This is important. The H-2A program, targeted at seasonal farm labor, has frustrated Wisconsin dairy farmers because year-round workers aren't eligible for the program, and immigrant workers make up almost 70% of the workforce on Wisconsin dairy farms.
Yeah, I mean, this is good stuff.
It would be great.
Yeah.
It would be great to see this happen. Here is his quote.
Oh, no. Is he yelling it?
It doesn't seem yelly. quote, rocks are heavy. Trees are made of wood. Gravity is real. There's 20 million illegal aliens here that have been floating agriculture, hospitality, and construction for decades, and we need their labor, unquote. Yes, Derek. Gravity is real. That's important.
Well, here's the thing is that there are people, I hate to say this because I feel like such a whatever. There are people who support him who probably will say the following. How do you know gravity is real? And I'm not kidding you.
Oh, I believe.
Also, there are about 11 million undocumented people, not 20. There are about 11. I appreciate what he's doing. But once again, he decides, why not speak when I can speak all the words? And then that comes out of his face.
This is why people come here illegally, because it is so hard to come here legally. He's not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He's not wrong about that. And again, this is something that has been kicked down the road for decades.
Yeah.
Both sides of the aisle have done this as far as the immigration mess that we have right now. We can thank both sides for bringing us here.
And honestly, I'm going to say this, and it'll probably make a lot of people angry. I'm going to put a little bit more blame on the Democrats, because they always talk about what they want to do and they never do it. Whereas Republicans are doing exactly what they want to do right now, which is throw them out. And that's great. And I love this. And I hope the wording is important. I hope it's protecting the farmers and
the workers.
The workers and the businesses and the workers. But also, as we said earlier, this is the first step. Now, Derek, the onus is on you to come up with more legislation to help make the process in entirety better. Better help with the courts. Less ICE invasions on Mother's Day.
And the wall is not the fix.
Yeah, the wall is not the fix. We need actual solutions, not these short-term band-aids that just make people go, America!
Ben Orton is working with the Trump administration on a proposal to alter these visa programs. Both currently provide only temporary work visas for people who work seasonally. I think this is a step in the right direction. I think this would be great. And we know that farms, construction, hospitality, they have a lot of people.
Wisconsin Dells alone runs in the summertime.
All those kids.
Yeah. I want to keep an eye on this. I want to see where it goes. I want to see how well it does. And I want to see, make sure that there aren't little caveats.
Little hidden things in there. Yeah. Little surprises. Yeah. Anyway, DVO. Hey, you did a good thing.
More like DV Go.
Oh, I like it. DV
Thank
Go.
You.
We have news coming up next. When we return, we will be back with Audio Sorbet. I went in to buy blank and I came out with blank. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us no matter where you're listening. Say you're in Oshkosh. Ooh. Say you're in Green Bay.
Ooh.
Perhaps you're in Wisconsin Rapids.
Okay.
You can always give us a call or send in a text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We got baseball action today. Our broadcast starts about an hour from now at 11:35. The Brewers at Cleveland. Catch the game on terrestrial radio on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, RJN here in Racine and Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls near Butternut, and WBZH in Hayward. The crew at the Guardians. Our broadcast starts today at 11:35. This is the segment that has turned into Audio Sorbet.
Ooh.
Little breather, a little break from the news and the more serious things that we are all dealing with on a daily basis, so we can take a little breath. And this comes from something that you did yesterday. Here is the fill in the blank that we would like you to do. I went to buy a blank and I ended up with blank. I went to buy a blank and I ended up with blank. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You go into the store for one thing. I only need this thing. I need vinegar.
Yeah.
For example.
Yeah.
I went to buy vinegar and I came out with shoes.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
What happened to you yesterday?
Well, if the question's a little, if you've ever been to Costco or Target, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This happened to me in Target yesterday. I went there to get yogurt and to get pee pads for the dog.
Okay.
That's
two things.
Two things. Actually, what's funny is that there were four things. I forgot two of them because I bought $150 worth of other things. Now, granted, they were groceries. They were things I did, in fact, need. I didn't want.
But that's not why you went there.
I didn't walk out with an iPad like I did one time where I was like, don't steal. And I got a credit card. No, but I went to go get yogurt and I said, oh, but you know what? I should get this too for me. I'll get some granola. I'll get my own yogurt. I'll get some granola. Oh, you know what's great? I'll get some oatmeal. I'll get some oatmeal. Oh, I should get some breakfast stuff. I'll get some breakfast stuff. Oh, there's veggies. There's apples. I'm going to get some apples. I'm going to get some sandwich stuff. I got to have sandwich stuff.
Of course you do.
Who doesn't love lunch? And then all of a sudden, and then I forgot two of the things.
That you originally meant to get.
Yeah. So we want to know, have you ever walked into a store, and this really does apply to a place like Target and to Costco, because, man, whew, those places are hypnotic.
Oh, absolutely. A friend of mine took me, they have a Costco membership, and we went about a month ago. I never realized I needed the jumbo bag of dried cherries before.
Jane, you have to have it, because you never know if... You need cherries.
Well, exactly.
But you also might also need some hummus, and the hummus is right down the aisle.
It's a tub of hummus.
And it's a tub of hummus. It's a tubus.
And, it's a tubus.
And I need something to dip it with, so I gotta get some carrots and maybe some pita bread. Mm-hmm. So, of course, Jane, this... And by the way, these are all things I bought yesterday. I'm not just...
You bought hummus.
I'm not... Yeah, hummus, carrots. I bought a six-pack of pre... Oh, God. Because I just... I bought a six-pack of pre-boiled eggs. So they were hard-boiled eggs that were already done, shelled in a bag at Target. I'm like, I'll get those as well. I bought those, and they were my snack yesterday. I have a problem.
You are not alone.
I know I'm not alone.
No, you are not alone in this. I went to the store to get blank, and I walked out with blank. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I went to the store to get blank, and I walked out with blank.
Yeah.
Tell Greg he is not the only one.
Please tell me.
Otherwise, we got to play for another therapy session, and we don't have the money for that.
But that has that ever happened? Calvin, has that ever happened? This also happens online shopping as well, and... It happens on Amazon a lot because...
That's really dangerous.
I mean, everything is so cheap and everything's so available.
And I need some of these.
And we can get it to you in 4 hours. Calvin,
What about you, Cal?
Yeah, for me, it's like the bookstore or the game shop. Like at the bookstore, sometimes I'll go in looking for a specific book. And if they don't have it, I'll still always end up buying something anyways. And then the other last... I haven't bought... miniature army figures in a while because I haven't been painting, but back when I was constructing my army, there were many times where I went in to buy a box of 10 soldiers and came out with the 10 soldiers plus 5 special guys in a spaceship to go with them,
because you gotta have it.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things.
Jane, here's the thing is, Calvin eventually will need it. He might not need it right now, but he can think to himself, you know what, in like a month's time, I'm going to be done with those soldiers.
So he's thinking ahead.
So I'm thinking ahead, and it's a deal, because if I bought them together, it's less, and it'll come to me. I'm sorry, I'm just talking about my Amazon experience. But
I can see you doing the same thing with Lego.
Oh, Mother Glory. Yeah.
Right?
If you gave me a gift card to the Lego store... Shout out to Daryl, my buddy, who's the manager. For like $50, I guarantee you the least amount I'm going to spend in that Lego store is going to be $200, because I'm going to be like, oh, I got the gift card, and it covers half the Lego set I want, but I also want this one as well.
I got to have
like,
this.
Like, it is literally, I have to tell myself to walk out of the store sometimes, or just cold turkey, like, don't go there. Don't drive near the mall.
I don't trust myself.
No, exactly.
855-752-4842. You can call and or text. I went into the store to get blank, and I walked out with blank. Liz from Saukville on the line. I walked in to buy wine, and I walked out with a bunch of outdoor flowers. I can see that.
Yeah.
Easily.
Brian from Milwaukee listening on the radio says, Greg, you are not alone. I worked in retail for over 15 years. Retails strategically put essentials in certain spots of the store so that you have to go past other, quote, impulse items. Well, I mean, that's all about, like, you know, all the things they put at the counter when you're about to, like,
check out.
I'll take a Snickers. Ooh, I need some breath mints. I need a magazine and a soda.
And batteries.
I might as well get two Snickers because, you know, I'll share it. I'm not going to share it. And that's just, yeah, absolutely.
Casper listening on WAUK. Toilet paper. $600 worth of groceries. Costco is evil.
It is.
I went to buy toilet paper and I ended up spending $600 on probably a tub of hummus.
I needed 40 pounds of pickles.
I could need it next week. I could have a bunch of people coming over that I'm not, that I haven't invited and I'm not expecting, but you never know.
Those, you know, honestly, like I, Bridget and I have a Costco membership and I use it sparingly because I once had a Sam's membership, same as Costco, just run by evil people. But I had a Sam's Club card and it also came with a built-in credit card. And I had that in my 20s. And Jane, the debt I put myself in because
really,
oh my gosh, oh I'll buy five DVDs, I'll pay for it later. It's $150. It's cheaper here anyways. It's not cheaper for a DVD there. They just make you think everything's cheaper. It's the bulk stuff that's cheaper, but they think that. But you're like, but I'm at Sam's Club.
Exactly, it's a deal.
And you put it on that credit card, and then you get the bill. And you're like, why do I own $3,000?
Oh,
because I got 40 DVDs, and I bought also a step stool exercise thing that I never used.
I went to the store to get blank, and I walked out with blank. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. I went to the store to buy blank, and I walked out with blank.
Yeah.
You are not the only one.
I am not the only one. And I know that there's deep people are hired to go to stores
to figure out where to put
yes.
that stuff.
There's a reason why this is on this shelf and that's on that shelf, and why, like, you know, things that are eye level are a premium because you look at it and it's right there. The less they make you look for something, the easier it is to access it. So that's why bulk cereal is usually at the bottom because they want you to buy the $6 boxes of brand name cereal
sure.
instead of the $4 megaton bag that's the same stuff. So now I sound like a guy who should be using the word hogwash a lot. I just sound like I'm slowly becoming my eldest form, which is just me eventually screaming at a cloud.
We all become our parents.
Oh.
In one shape or form, we do.
Yeah.
We end up saying their words. We see their words coming out of our mouths going, I can't believe I just said that.
And your brain kind of clicks and goes, oh no.
Oh my God.
It's happened.
Yep. I've become Valeria. 855-752-4842. I walked into the store to buy blank and I came out with blank. Jesse from Dane County listening on WAUK, not actively shopping, but I seem to get a lot of emails offering albums or merchandise. Mm-hmm. And if I get one of those on a Friday after a couple of beers, I'm likely getting a new album.
Jane, okay, can I just tell you a story that it's more apropos of what Jesse said really quick. In my younger years,
mm-hmm.
I was more of a drinker.
Mm-hmm.
And I imbibed a great deal of liquids of the adult kind.
Yeah.
I watched a Frank Zappa documentary late night one night.
Yes.
And I bought a multi-$100 guitar on eBay. It showed up. And I'm like, I thought I dreamed this.
And you forgot you ordered it?
I remembered I ordered it, but I was like, I didn't press buy. And then I looked at my email. I'm like, oh, I bought buy it now.
Oh, no.
And it showed up. And I'm like, I just bought a guitar willy-nilly. And yeah, I blame you, Frank Zappa, and the Zappa estate.
Yeah. Actually, that's another good audio sorbet.
Yeah.
Is I was drinking and I was shopping online. What did I end up with? But right now, I went into the store to buy blank, and I walked out with blank. Sue from Franklin on WAUK. I went again to get one bottle of wine at Pick and Save, but I bought six because then you get 15% off.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't go bad. You're thinking ahead, Sue. You're thinking ahead.
I think Helene listening to Muscaday takes the cake. She's listening on WRCE. Went to the Amish farm a couple months ago and got six dozen eggs and the cutest little puppy.
I went for eggs, and I came home with eggs and a dog.
Oh, that's for real. every
oh,
week.
Oh, she sent us a picture of the puppy.
That's the cutest little puppy dumpers.
Oh, he's adorable.
Every week, my wife and I go to the Kenosha Farmers Market where there is a rescue mission there. And they have the cute.
Oh, they know what they're doing.
And she wants to go hug the puppies every Saturday to get a little respite, to get a little relaxation. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she's over our dog. But I have to convince her on certain weeks, we're not buying a dog today.
Let it go, honey.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Oh, my gosh. That's very funny. Jesse from Dane County. Yes, Frank Zappa's Apostrophe album. Mwah. Mandatory listening, in my opinion.
Jesse, I bought the 50th anniversary of Frank Zappa's Apostrophe album. That's
absolutely
great. Helene, we want to know what you ended up naming the puppy. You should probably call him Egg.
Yeah.
Which is why you went in there in the first place.
That's so cute. When, oh, my God.
When we return, we're going to wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing If It Walks Like a Duck edition. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our resident young person, Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. There are things happening in real time that we will get around to talking about tomorrow. But something that just kind of jumped out at me that's happening as we speak. Robert Kennedy Jr. is testifying in front of a congressional committee. Robert Kennedy Jr. is the head of the Department of Health and Human Services, who just told our lawmakers,
It's a paraphrase.
It's a paraphrase. I wouldn't necessarily take vaccine information from me.
Well, it's been fun, everybody. I've had a good time. This has been a good run.
I'm the head of the Department of Health and Human Services, but I wouldn't listen to me.
He's having a back and forth with Mark Pocan, which we'll pull audio we already have.
And we're going to reach out to Mark Pocan and see if we can get him on.
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
To talk about that. Speaking of tomorrow, Jim Santel, our friend and colleague, and host of Amicus, a law review on Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 across the network. He will be here after the 9:30 news, kind of piggybacking on the conversation we had with Judge Paul Michelle a little bit earlier this morning. If you missed it, by the way, and you want to learn about habeas corpus, which I think is really important for us all to understand, Stephen Miller with the Trump administration has kind of said, yeah, let's just throw out habeas corpus. Who needs that?
It's excessive, Jane.
Yeah. It's would be a really bad thing for all of us. So if you weren't able to join us in hour number one, you can always go back and listen to earlier episodes. Go to our website, civicmedia.us, click on shows, and then go to Matt Nair on Air, and we have at least 100 archived episodes if you want to check that out. It was very interesting. Also coming up tomorrow, Brittany Merlot with a little weather and wine, and J.R. Radcliffe, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports guru, will be here tomorrow at 10:30, so I hope you can join us for that. Getting late, Calvin, 11:55, that means it's time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you have a thing you think should not be, send it to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This headline from CBS News, a radar clocked someone going nearly double the speed limit. It turned out to be a duck and a repeat offender. In the town of Konitz in Germany, a radar image of a speed offender. Oh, I'm sorry. It was in Switzerland. I apologize.
Darn it. Well, now I can't do my accent. Police
in the town of Konitz in Switzerland caught a speed offender that they found was not only a duck, but they think he's done it before. A mallard was among those caught in a speed trap from last month. The duck was caught going 32 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. And they caught him on camera. Yeah. And he's really low to the road, too. I'm not quite sure. He was looking for something.
Get that center of gravity down more. If you get the head down, there's more like, you know.
You go faster?
Go faster. I'm trying to think of the word, but I can't right now.
Freakily, it turned out a similar-looking duck. Jeez. They all similar-looking ducks.
Whoa.
A similar-looking duck was captured flying in the same spot at exactly the same speed on the same date 7 years ago.
What is this, like the movie It? I don't know. What are we talking about here?
Officials call the duck a notorious racer and repeat offender. The municipality said it had thought the whole thing might be a belated April Fool's joke or just a fake picture, but they say it is impossible to fake this on their cameras.
Yeah.
So they do think it was the same mallard speeding at the same rate, the same place. 7 years earlier.
A mallard full of malice.
A malice mallard.
My God, this is... And you said this is in Switzerland?
This is in Switzerland,
must be so boring to live there.
Wouldn't it be nice to live somewhere where that makes the headlines?
Oh my gosh.
Speeding duck.
Whenever I listen to anyone who lives in like a Scandinavian country, they just always seem to be like, it's just quiet where we live and it's nice. We feed the cows and we go to work.
We have speeding mallards.
We have ducks that are uncontrollable.
Well, now they're going to be looking for this. They're giving him another 7 years. See if he shows up again. The municipality officials say, quote, we hope you enjoy pondering curious coincidences, criminal activities of animals, and the maximum flight speed of ducks.
I just want this story to get in the hands of a tinfoil person. Like, what you don't understand, man, is every 7 years the ducks come around because of
it's a sign.
Weather manipulation. It's not about climate change, man. Open your eyes. Like,
but you know what? It all goes back to birds aren't real.
So, no, they're not. Yeah. Thank you for saying it out loud. You're brave.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As we said, Jim Santel going to be here tomorrow, Brittany Merlot, J.R. Radcliffe, and much, much more. So I hope you can join us. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers, because without you and everyone at Civic Media, absolutely nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It really does mean the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. News is coming up next. Tom Hartman from 11 to 2, Todd Allbutt 2 to 4, join him for What's Worse, and then Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6, Pete Schwabba wrapping it up with Nightlight from 6 to 8 p.m. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.